Chris Barnes.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Welcome to America Trends. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Amy Fuller. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have a guest named Marie Maloney. She is behind a group called the Victims Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. She is an angel mom, lost her son at the hands of illegal aliens. He was dragged to death. She has since started that group, which faithfully keeps watch and count of every crime they can track committed by illegal aliens here in the U.S. Wait till you hear her story and some of the startling numbers she has. Also, Bart Markhoys, former undersecretary to George W. Bush and career diplomat, he'll be back in discussing the immigration issue, the wall, and all kinds of political headlines, including President Trump's planned trip to the southern border for this week and the possibility of his using an executive order to build the wall, and of course his address to the nation from Tuesday night. In it, President Trump asked how much blood must be shed by illegals before we take action. And one quote that is being lauded, you see right there on your screen, some suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do politicians build walls around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside. The only thing that's immoral, politicians who do nothing. In the Democratic, there he is. The picture that launched 1,000 memes last night. In the Democratic response, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi accused Trump of fear-mongering and manufacturing a crisis. Tweeters later chimed in, one user saying anyone who denies there is a crisis should come live near the border. And there you see some of the things that they see every day. And another tweet, it's American Gothic, right? There's just so many. And then I think we have some more people who are reacting. Anyone who doesn't believe this stuff is happening needs to live near the border, talk to a Border Patrol agent, all of that. Then Jim Acosta, if you look down a little bit on your screen, he had his response. Trump is painting undocumented immigrants as criminals. This has not changed since he launched his run for the White House. But our America Trends frequent guest, comedian Tim Young, political comedian, responded that, I know it's hard to believe, but it's actually against the law to cross the border into a country without permission to do so from that country. So who would have thunk it, he writes. We're going to hear a little bit of President Trump's address to the union from last night in a moment. But first, do want to mention that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has now missed her third day of oral arguments. The Supreme Court justice has been absent all week from court. She did undergo surgery to remove two malignant nodules from her left lung that were found last month after she fell. She returned to work promptly after the fall and said her health was fine. But now, in her third day of missing court, and people are noting in on Twitter, many keeping her in their prayers. Now listen to President Trump make his case to the nation for border security.
Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women are children, are the biggest victims by far of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border and stop the criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. It's a tremendous problem. Our proposal was developed by law enforcement professionals and border agents at the Department of Homeland Security. These are the resources they have requested to properly perform their mission and keep America safe. In fact, safer than ever before. The proposal from Homeland Security includes cutting-edge technology for detecting drugs, weapons, illegal contraband, and many other things.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War.
You know, we are having a drug crisis across America, and vetting the wall, that we're vetting the border, vetting anyone coming in, whether it's on a plane or whatever, it's going to do a lot to help save some families a lot of heartache, to save American lives. We're joined tonight by Undersecretary under President Bush administration and career diplomat Bart Marcois to talk a little bit about everything President Trump talked about this week. And you can always find articles by Bart. He's very active writing and talking and doing things like these and keeping us up on policy, foreign and domestic, but you can find them on OpsLens.com many times. Bart, welcome back to America Trends.
Thank you, Amy. It's always a pleasure to be back.
We're glad to have your expertise every time. And so what did you think overall of President Trump's address?
I thought he knocked it out of the park. He made it very clear what the problem is. It's funny, you see these late-night comedians, I forget the guy's name, stood up and said, tried to tell a joke, and it was the lamest joke in the world. He said, oh, the president interrupted primetime programming to tell us about something that isn't really a crisis. Well, it may not be a crisis in Hollywood or Bel Air, or where Nancy Pelosi lives, or in Chuck Schumer's walled penthouse, but it's a crisis for American families all over the United States, that almost everybody in America has a relative or a friend who is caught up in the tentacles of this opioid crisis, of drug addiction, or who has been a victim of a crime. That is a real crisis. The president pointed out, I forget the number, I think it was 266,000 people have been illegal aliens have crossed and have committed crimes in the past year. Unbelievable number of people. And we're sitting here acting like it isn't happening. It's happening, and it's happening to most Americans. And anybody who makes light of it doesn't understand what's really going on.
And Nancy Pelosi should, whether even if she's like maybe out of touch with the drug, she shouldn't be with the drug crisis. She's, and there's so much. She's in that sanctuary city area of San Francisco.
Yeah.
There is so much homelessness, debasement of the whole physical city. You know, there's an app that you can, I don't even want to say it on the air. There's an app where you can track.
No, I know what you mean.
Where there is... There's matter that you don't want to get near of that's left behind by homeless people. And it's just, you know, she's just pulling the wool over our eyes. And you know, as President Trump said, the wall is to protect people we love. And there is, again, the response that launched 1,000 memes where they said that he's just sort of fear-mongering. But the Democratic response, many felt there was no real substance, them just saying, there is no crisis. And then everyone got started with their memes.
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought the president was a little bit wooden in his actual delivery, you know, because he's not a Hollywood actor. He's not a politician. He's a normal person, and he's not used to reading a teleprompter. He's used to speaking off the cuff, and you could see. But my gosh, if he was wooden, those two were corpses. They were wax figures. It was unbelievable. And you mentioned what I thought was the real money quote of the whole thing. We're not building walls because we hate the people on the outside. We're building them because we love the people on the inside. We're trying to protect people. President Trump is doing what he promised to do, trying to do what he promised to do, and what the American people elected him to do, he's trying to protect us. That's the job of the commander-in-chief. And frankly, that's the job of everybody who takes an oath of office. When I was a principal deputy assistant secretary, I had to swear an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to protect the United States. I had to as a foreign service officer before that. Nancy and Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have taken an oath, but their oath means nothing to them. They're trying to prevent President Trump from fulfilling his because they believe they can get a shallow political advantage out of it. And they're holding hostage all the American people by doing so.
Right. And speaking of hostage, just another thing, if you go to some of those, I can't believe we got a picture of Chuck Schumer smiling last night. It was so scary. It looked like an SNL skit. People commented on that. And they also said it looks like a hostage video. They looked like they didn't want to be there. You wonder, because they didn't know what Trump was going to say. Yeah, American Gothic. You wonder, they didn't know what Trump was going to say ahead of time. So a lot of Democrats, liberals got out ahead and said, he's a liar. Everything he says is lies. He's going to lie tonight. And all this. So they probably were worried that he would announce he was going to take executive action and build the wall without approval from Congress, which he did not yet. He is going to visit the southern border Thursday morning, so we'll see what happens. But when you talk about, Bart, the wall keeps the people we love safe. Come here legally. We will keep you safe. That's what our government does. That's what we want to do. Come here, be vetted. Let us know you're not a terrorist. You're not a drug dealer. You're not someone making billions off drug trafficking. We'll keep you safe. Prove you'll be a righteous member of society. We will love it.
When my grandfather came into this country through Ellis Island, he was a Greek mariner. And he had to wait several days on Ellis Island to be checked and vetted to make sure that he didn't carry a disease, to make sure that he was not a criminal. And when he came in, he was grateful to be here. And he started selling fruit on the sidewalks of Brooklyn. And little by little, he rose up. He built a little candy shop in New Jersey, and then a big restaurant in New Jersey. And then he moved out to California and built a big resort motel in the Central Valley.
Wow, that's the American dream, Bart. You know what? Hold on. We're going to talk more about that and more, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what lies ahead after this with Bart Markhuis.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Isn't there pretty much already fencing?
I'm going to read a few quotes here from President Trump talking about the need for the southern border wall. First quote, we should spend money to build a barrier to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. Another quote, we simply cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Quote, illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we'll make no progress. When you hear quotes like that, what's your reaction to them?
It's divisive. I think America is a land of opportunity, place for inclusion.
I just really think it's kind of hateful speech in general.
It's just a negative message. Like, when he talks about, like, illegal immigrants, it's just, one, rude, like, to talk about people like that.
It kind of underlies a lot of things about, like, discrimination and people and their prejudices and things like that. So I feel like that stuff is touchy to talk about.
There are racial biases kind of sort of deep embedded in there.
In a word, I'd say it's more jingoist.
Well, I think his demeanor, it's overall, it's just unacceptable.
I think just the way that he's referring to people across the wall is very dehumanizing.
So rhetoric like that is not helpful?
No, not at all.
What if I told you these were from Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton?
How about that?
Really?
Really?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they'll grow up, they'll learn more, but these people are in our universities. This is what they're being taught left and right. We've got to have more critical thinking. We've got to have, you know, not just liberal professors, you know, inducing all these thoughts and all these flavors in our young people's minds. So we're rejoined now by Bart Markhuis. He's a former undersecretary to the Bush administration and a career diplomat. You can find a lot of his articles on OpsLens.com. He was principal deputy assistant secretary of energy for international affairs during the Bush administration. Again, a career foreign service officer with the State Department. And so we're always so glad when we can have some of his time. So, Bart, interesting, right? A little bit interesting.
Yeah, you see these interviews and you read these stories, and you wonder, who's going to hire these people? I wouldn't hire them. I wouldn't trust them with anything that I needed to be done properly, because, as you say, they show no evidence of any ability to think critically. They don't know how to evaluate. They simply look for buzzwords, and they treat everything as a formula. They're looking for something that will tell them this is virtue signaling, this is a virtuous statement, or this is a bad statement. And they don't stop to, they have no context of fact against which to measure things, and they operate solely on emotion. And, you know, where are their parents? Where are the people that could correct them and teach them and guide them? It's a national tragedy.
You know, they sound like people who don't pay taxes yet, so maybe there's hope when that starts. And just want to mention, they should talk to people like Marie Maloney, who is we're going to speak with in just a few moments during the show. She's an angel mom. She lost her son to illegal immigrants a little while back, and she started a group called Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. And so I just wanted to mention that, Bart. But you were talking about there's always been a process for people coming here. We're not hard-hearted that we don't want people here, and we're not racist. Our hearts are open, but we want them to come here safely. And you were mentioning, I think, your grandfather who came here, came through Ellis Island. There was always a process. I mean, once the country got on its yes. feet, there was a process. You came through. You were vetted. You had, if you had ill health, you were quarantined until they could further know what could be wrong and until you were cured, so you didn't bring it into the whole community. You at one point, you had to have like $25 to show that you could get on your feet and what we call now like a sponsor.
Yes, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that system. That was a great system. And yes, we are a compassionate nation, and we do want people here, and we want them from all over the place. We just want them to come legally. We want them to come through that system and undergo that process. And I don't care if they're rich or poor when they come here, because sometimes our best immigrants are the poorest ones, like my grandfather who came. I doubt he had $25 in his pocket.
Yeah.
But he made it. He was scrappy, 5 foot two, and he made it by dint of hard work and intelligence and persistence. And people from all over the world have been doing that for a couple of hundred years now, and there's no reason we should stop.
Hope, passion, and a great work ethic. And I'll bet you he was flying the American flag and looking forward to becoming
yes, he was.
An American. Yeah, that's... It's nice to look back on, and we celebrate the people who come here who are like that now.
And you know how he got his citizenship?
No.
And because of his service in the military, he was granted citizenship.
Because
I don't know why
service.
He didn't get it sooner.
Oh, how about that? And you know what? If people really want to yeah. be triggered about immigration, they should go back and look at the Immigration Act of 1924. There were some harsh things dealt out then regarding, you know, talk about building walls. There were a lot of, well, let's just say they took a few years off from certain groups. And so, you know,
yeah.
this is not a new thing where we're trying to keep us safe. I mean, you can look back at antiquity and say, well, we don't like the way they did it then. It seemed racist. It's not racist now. We've seen a lot of terror, got a lot of drugs, got a lot of people committing crimes who shouldn't be here in the first place. So anything else you want
exactly.
to comment on that before I want to talk to you about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what might be ahead?
No, let's go ahead.
Okay. Well, so she's missed her third day of court after today, the first time in 25 years, the first time ever she was not there for oral arguments. And, you know, she's been ill.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this could be what another Supreme Court justice, if she were, there's a rumor. There's a rumor, and someone said it came from her law clerk, that she's going to retire at the end of January. The Democrats are going to absolutely lose their minds. And boy, we thought the Kavanaugh hearings were ugly.
Yeah. That's true. You know, it's sad. This is Washington where, you know, normally when somebody has cancer and they're approaching an end of life scenario, all anybody can think of is their family and their friends and so forth. But here, it's not being ghoulish. It's being practical. You have to take into consideration what kind of difference it will make when a person is gone, especially a person on a limited body like the Supreme Court. We saw it recently in other areas of government. Somebody on a 5-member commission passed away, and they now are 2-2 instead of 3-2. It makes a big difference. And I agree that the Democrats will soil themselves if she retires. And I admire Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't agree with her political stances. I don't agree with her legal interpretations on the more political issues. But I admire her as an individual. She's a pioneer for women's rights. She's got a brilliant mind, unlike one of her colleagues on the court that I will not name. But she is a tough, tough old bird, and I salute her. However, it is likely that she probably will retire at the end of the month or will pass away, shortly within the next year or so. And President Trump will definitely get another appointee on the Supreme Court. And with 53 senators and Jeff Flake gone, then, and John McCain gone, I don't see anybody that's going to obstruct the appointment.
She is being celebrated. Her life, a new movie out about her now that's been trending big. Bart Marquis, we hope to talk with you again and get President Trump will be at the border tomorrow. So a lot more to come on this. Thank you, Bart. We'll be back after this.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know.
In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
More from President Donald Trump as he addressed the nation last night. Also want to mention before we get to our next guest that he actually did meet earlier today with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to try to come up with some sort of agreement to ask them, can you help us fund this border wall? Can you get a bill to me? And he wrote that it was a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye. Nothing else works. And if you scroll down a little bit, actually, President Trump noted that today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. If you close that window and then go right to his stream right there, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. If you go back to his Twitter. And he thanked all of America's brave police, deputies, sheriffs, and federal law enforcement. And so let's share the love, too. Let's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Let's make it all week. Let's make it all year. Thank you for all you do, the work you are doing. And they are trying to keep us safe, which is one thing that Maureen Maloney is all for. This is a woman, our next guest, who lost her son at the hands of illegal aliens. He was dragged to death. And obviously, this affected her and her family greatly. One of thousands of families this has happened to, and she took action and has started a group, Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. And boy, what a story she has to tell. Maureen, welcome to America Trends.
Well, thank you for having me on, Amy.
I want to thank you for what you're doing, first of all, but first, tell us what happened.
So Matthew was 23 years old. He just graduated from college. This is probably one of the very last pictures we have of him. He was riding his motorcycle through a residential area on a nice summer evening when an illegal alien who had been drinking all day long was driving around with his 5-year-old son, ran a stop sign. Matthew's motorcycle collided with the truck. Matthew flew over the, landed on the hood of the truck and flew off the truck. And according to experts and witnesses, Matthew survived the initial collision. The driver of the truck then fled, and when he fled, he ran Matthew over a second time. He dragged him a quarter of a mile. By then, police were in pursuit. He was trying to evade police. He ran over a curb. At that point, Matthew became dislodged from underneath the truck, and he ran Matthew over again and fled.
I don't know how you get over something like that, Maureen. In fact, I'm sure you don't. But I don't know how you tell this story again and again as you're telling the story of again, thousands of families that something like this has happened to. And the thought that initially, you know, perhaps his life could have been saved if the person had taken action. Maureen, when did this happen and where are you?
I'm in Milford, Massachusetts, which is where it happened. And it happened August 20th, 2011.
So you get the call, you went through all of that, and you decided, I mean, I don't know what you went through with the prosecution of this person. We can go. You want to go into that before we talk about your group?
So, yeah, so the driver was apprehended that night. And we did go through a trial. It took us 3.5 years to get some justice. At one point during the trial, the judge declared my son's killer mentally incompetent because he had a second grade education and he did not speak English. Can you believe that? Mentally incompetent for those reasons. So we have
And there's something else going on likewise like that in California. I'm hearing about this illegal alien who killed a police officer the day after Christmas. I understand they're trying to pull something like that as well.
Absolutely. So it took us 7 or 8 months to have that overturned and to proceed with the trial. And he finally was convicted of vehicular manslaughter and was sentenced to 12 to 14 years in jail. However, in Massachusetts, your sentence is reduced by 30% if you don't kill an officer or kill another inmate. So my son's killer will be getting out of jail this August after serving 8 years in jail.
Your son's killer served 8 years in jail, and he's going to be getting out this year.
Yes.
Then what happens? I mean, he's not a citizen.
He's supposed to be deported, but it's so hard to have people deported. You see what's going on with ICE. There's no cooperation. Massachusetts is technically a sanctuary state right now by default. So I don't know if the prison system will contact ICE to have him deported.
I know you'll be keeping on this every minute. I want you to keep us posted throughout the year. We're talking to Marie Maloney. Her son, Matthew, at the age of 23, was run down by an illegal alien. She is now a founding member of the Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. Marie, I have to tell you, I've sort of been following this. You guys have a very active Facebook feed where you keep people very updated on what's happening. I see so many updates of crimes committed by illegals that I almost say, is this fake news? How can this be happening? Where's the mainstream media?
And way more is happening than what is posted because most of the time, it's not mentioned in the news article that the person is in the country illegally.
Right.
So only if it's mentioned in the article that ICE is involved or they're in the country illegally, do we put it on our website. We try to vet what we're putting on our Facebook page.
You know what, I asked you about the numbers when we were discussing having you on the program because we've talked to some people. It's very hard to get adequate numbers of crimes committed by illegal aliens because so many people don't, municipalities don't want to report it. The media, as you mentioned, does not want to report it. But you had a sort of a system that you and one of your members of your group have come up with to try to say there's at least this happening. Can you talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, so Don Rosenberg, who's the president of ABAC, using the Government Accountability Office report, there was one put out in 2010 and then another one for 2016 that was put out recently in 2018. Using those statistics, the prison population is broken down by illegal aliens and crimes that they have committed. So in the most recent report put out over the summer, for the years 2010 to 2016, there were 33,000 illegal aliens in our prison system.
33,000?
33,000 convicted of killing somebody. And the other thing we have to look at is I spent 3.5 years going to court several times a month. It's a revolving door. Illegal aliens get preferential treatment. Just like the guy who killed my son, they wanted to declare him mentally incompetent because he had a second grade education and didn't speak English. Their sentences are reduced. We had a judge up here in Massachusetts. You may have heard about this a couple of months ago. We had a drug dealer, and he let him off just with probation because if he'd given him jail time, he would have gotten deported.
Maureen, yeah, some bleeding heart judges and things, it's mind-bending. I would like to hold you over and talk a little bit more about this, including how one of our new, younger members of Congress sees illegal immigration, thinks it's not really a problem. And we do this in loving memory of Matthew.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
And not only that, but the women and children on that border that are trying to seek refuge and seek opportunity in the United States of America with nothing but the shirt on their backs are acting more American than any person who seeks to keep them out ever will be.
Are you at all? More American than any person who seeks to keep them out. That's our youngest member of Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We are rejoined tonight by Maureen Maloney. She is one of the founding members of a group called Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. Maureen, I'll bet you would have something to say back to Ocasio-Cortez.
You know, I would. Those mothers down at the border should be charged with child abuse. These mothers have dragged their children 1,500 to 2,000 miles through the desert, through Mexico, with supposedly only the clothes on their back. Well, their clothes look pretty good, but the mother should be charged with child abuse. If an American mother ever did that with her child would be taken away from her.
And those children, some of them are so sick. As we know, we've had two die in custody, but we had so many people pounding on our ICE, our Customs and Border Patrol officials who look after them. What a job they have. And, you know, this father admitted he didn't tell anyone his kid was sick. And the child died. And so when you talk about child abuse, you're not being hyperbolic, you're being completely accurate. And let's just talk about more of the numbers. Last year, 17,000 with previous criminal records tried to come in. And how many kids? There were 20,000 minors brought alone across the border.
Right, unaccompanied minors, right?
Right, right. And then when you talk about the people coming up, it's a $2.5 billion business smuggling humans over the border. I mean, that is not going to go away. $2.5 billion, that's a huge fight, because follow the money. People are going to keep doing what makes money, including if it's something that makes them a monster. And just want to mention also today, President Trump did sign legislation today continuing his efforts to fight human trafficking, the anti-human trafficking bill. So just wanted to mention that, Maureen. But more about these numbers. But before the break, you said, how many illegals and what percentage of the federal prison population is made up of illegals?
Yeah, I don't have that number, but I mean, 33,000
right
people in the prison system have been convicted of murder. And many, many times when these murders are committed, the person who did it isn't even arrested. They can't find him. So we know these numbers are much, much higher, especially the vehicular homicide.
So What would your message be? What would your message be to legislators in securing our border? Like, what would you say to the people who say there's not a crisis? President Trump's fear mongering.
You know, unless it happened to your child, you might think President Trump is fear mongering. But take your head out of the sand. Look at the numbers. Look what's going on. I can tell you at least six people that I know of that were killed right around the Christmas holiday, killed by an illegal alien. You know, one of them was that Corporal Singh, and the other one was Pierce Cochran, and both of them have gotten a lot of media attention. But most victims do not get the media attention.
Was Pierce Cochran the 22-year-old in Knoxville?
Yes, okay. Yes. Go down to the border. See what's happening down there. These people are not coming here for asylum. They're coming here for economic benefits. They want to get free housing, get their children educated, get free medical care. They do want to work and make money, but they're sending their money back home. There is a legal process. We admit over 1 million immigrants each year, legal immigrants. Get in line and wait your turn. It's not fair. And the other thing is, we don't know what diseases they're bringing here. They're not vetted. They're not screened medically.
You're absolutely 100% right. And that's always been something that the U.S. has done. We were just talking in the prior segment with Bart Marcois that Ellis Island, you were quarantined. They check you out. They, right. You know, the walls are up to keep us safe. And then if you come here legally, we'll keep you safe, too. So, Maureen, your group, talking to Maureen Maloney, she's an angel mom. Her son was killed just a few years back, 2011, Matthew. He was dragged to death by an illegal alien. And she is with the Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime, AVIAC, as she calls it. What does your group do? How can we help you?
So, you know, our mission is to raise public awareness and to meet with legislators and try to have an influence on implementing our current laws and making changes to our current laws to keep Americans safe.
And so
we also get contacted by a lot of families that have been victims of illegal alien crime, and we do what we can to direct them to get the support that they need.
Boy, Maureen, I'll bet you're doing God's work. Just have them having you to comfort them and to say there are people listening, and then to work through that red tape of figuring out how do we take action? How can we respond to this?
You know, I don't want my son's death to be in vain. I'm trying to prevent other families from dealing with the heartache that I deal with on a daily basis. My son had dreams. He wanted to be a police officer. He had a long-term girlfriend. They planned on getting married and having a family. You know, he wanted to buy a home. His dreams are gone. We are permanently separated. I go to a cemetery to visit my son, and we're still separated by 6 feet of dirt. You know, that's what separation is. These people down at the border, they're just being temporarily separated for a maximum of 20 days. We need the border secured. Whether they call it a wall, a fence, a barrier, we need to secure our border.
You're certainly not letting Matthew's legacy, his death, be in vain. We just saw some loving pictures of him you've posted. And he wanted to be, he had just graduated, wanted to be a police officer and do good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes you feel so good as a parent to have your child grow up and be a good person. And then I'm sure every time you hear another story about someone dying at the hands of an illegal, it hurts all over again because you know exactly what they're going through.
I do. And my heart bleeds for them. And that's why I keep speaking out, because I want to end this slaughter of American citizens. These deaths are all preventable. These people should not be in our country. Every death by an illegal alien is preventable.
The website is aviac.us. I've got 30 seconds left, Maureen, but I wanted to ask you, are you getting help? Are you getting heard? Do you feel you're being heard by the lawmakers that you're trying to talk to?
At times, I feel like we're being heard. It's just such a difficult task for them trying to implement everything that they want to do. You see what President Trump is going through. He's trying to secure our border, and he's fighting this uphill battle. So people need to call their legislators and let them know they're in support of you know, securing our border and securing American people.
Boy, Maureen Maloney has given her son. She's given up so much of her time. The least we can do is contact our congresspeople. Maureen, thank you for being on America Trends, and we'd like to have you back, and we're going to keep track of what happens to your son's killer, who was convicted, spent 8 years, and is due to be out this year. So keep us tuned, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God be with you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
One happy fox in the snow. He loves it. I love it, Mommy. This is so nice.
Adorable viral pet video from around the web. I want to thank you for joining us tonight and thank our guests, Bart Markoys, Undersecretary for President Bush and former career diplomat. Also, Maureen Maloney. She is a founding member of Advocates for the Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. So we appreciate them sharing everything with us tonight. I want to tell you, you can find us 24/7 on our website, U2America.com. Please click through. Find us on social media. We'll all be friends. So earlier this week, we told you about some of the controversy over Seinfeld. Apparently, some millennials and some commentators online are complaining that the humor is not PC. You know, it went out of production 20 years ago. Still in syndication everywhere. But we ended up showing some bloopers of Seinfeld, too, and got such great feedback. We want to show a little bit more of one of the top hits of the 90s as we say goodnight. Here's Seinfeld.
We can save an extra 30 cents a unit. Wait till I tell Jacopo. Wait till I tell Jacopo. Jacopo. Wait till I tell Jacopo. Give me a name for Christ's sake.
Elaine, may I say a few words?
Oh, God, yes.
Susie was like a shining star that burned almost too bright. Like a flashbulb. You know the ones that give you those little red eyes? That was Susie. But I will never forget that. One night, hunched over the catalog, that sweet smell of correction fluid, whew, still hung in the air. Susie and I became more than employer and employee.
Yeah, but he didn't sleep with both of them.
Come on!
Oh, come on, guys!
Mom's out there. Go.
He has a hard time talking.
Yeah. He's young.
Will you at least get me a hat?
Fine. What size?
5 7/8.
I doubt that.
7 5/8.
Yeah, but he didn't sleep with both of them.
Good again. One more time.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I don't know you, but... As long as you're here.
All right, go on, go on. How many women in this room?
Okay, ready? Ready? Come on. We're wasting time.
Oh, okay.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.